You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Man City versus Liverpool, the big match this weekend, 4:30 kick-off at the Etihad on Sunday. Man City even money to win it. The draw 13-5 with Liverpool 14-5. Enhanced odds, Kevin De Bruyne to score, and City to win was 18-5, now 5-1. And Sadio Mane to score and Liverpool to win was 5-1, now 6-1. Tom, Manchester City out of the Champions League, having been beaten by Monaco midweek. And defensive frailties have plagued them this season. And despite scoring six times over the two legs, still going out, it'd be a bitter disappointment for Pep Guardiola. And there are bound to be tons of changes in the summer. I think he needs a complete rethink as far as the defence is concerned. And I'm not sure Sergio Aguero will be there next year either.
Well, it's probably pretty likely that they'll try and cash in on Sergio Aguero, who, you know, by the way, this season, he's got 24 goals in 33 games. I mean, for a player who supposedly doesn't fit into that style, it's very difficult to ignore somebody who's scoring the goals at the rate he is. But that's because this Man City team still create a load of chances every single match. And, you know, in midweek, they got to that point where, you know, after Sane scored, and you're thinking, right, bit of game management now. And they just had no idea what they were doing. I mean, absolutely zero idea. They could not think for themselves. They left themselves wide open, and that's just the naivety of this side. But when you think of this fixture, much like we thought, about the reverse fixture this season at Anfield, we expected goals. We looked at the two teams, and it's not rocket science to think, well, they're both great going forward. There's good goal scorers, there's good attacking play. Both managers emphasise, you know, the play in the final third as opposed to defensively. Neither, you know, manager has back fours that they would ideally want in a perfect world. So therefore, surely, you know, it's going to be attack on top, and it didn't really sort of turn out that way. I think it will in this particular game, though. You know, when you're looking at goals, particularly, you know, Man City at home, five of the last six at home, they failed to keep clean sheets. Seven of Liverpool's last 11 away from home as well have seen at least three goals. I can't see this not happening this weekend. I'm still not sure about either side, whether they kind of feel they've turned a corner or not. I don't know what to make of them still. And I kind of look at them, and they're probably both going to be in the top four this season, mainly because Manchester United are focusing on the Europa League potentially, and Arsenal will not be able to turn this season around like they have done in previous years. So, you know, they're both kind of scrapping for those positions. And yeah, I can't see it. Looking at both teams' sort of recent matches, I can't see anything other than loads of goals here. And you can have your pick on the goal scorers, but, you know, over 3.5 goals at 13-8. It wouldn't surprise me if it ended up being a stalemate and we got the scoreline we thought we might get at Anfield, which is potentially a 2-2 draw at 12-1 is what I like the look of.
2-2 draw at 12-1 for Tom. Derek, what do you think of this match?
Well, both managers get all kinds of acclaim, and yet they've got a big, big fail, and neither has a clue what makes a decent keeper. I mean, but Pep Guardiola, for some reason, believes Claudio Bravo and Willy Caballero are better bets than Joe Hart, which shows he's an even worse judge of keepers than he is of bets. I mean, you know, that there's any man in there's a million people will look at those great keepers and tell you Hart, and a million of them will say Hart is the best. Klopp, he recognised early on that Simon Mignolet was never going to be Mr. Reliability. So who does he sign? Loris Karius, Mr. Liability. I mean, how are these men so highly rated when they've got such a blind spot? You know what? This promises to be a great game because, you know, they're both great going forward. But with points so important at this stage of the season, I've got a feeling both managers will elect to play safe and take to the field without a keeper. That's how bad they are. I really don't know what to think about this because Liverpool, Jesus Christ, they put on performances like they do against Arsenal and against Tottenham and against Chelsea, and then they punctuate that with performances at Hull and Leicester, and that performance against Burnley last week, which though they won 2-1 at Anfield, Burnley were, in my eyes, were the better team. I can't back Liverpool to beat City after watching that. But it'd be just like them to turn it on and win 3-0. I mean, that's how daft they are at the moment, Liverpool. Can't back City. You know, they've been softened up by what happened in midweek at Monaco, which was a criminal performance by them, by the way. They're two goals ahead against the French league side, and they go out hell for leather to score goals.
It's how they were set up, though, wasn't it, Derek? He set up with basically four attacking midfielders. It was a weird
absolute madness.
Team selection.
He might say that's my the way I play the game. You know, that's... Not all the time. You have to make allowances. You're 2-0 up against a French league side.
Yeah.
Where's the mileage and go? I just don't understand it. But there you go. I agree with Tom here. I mean, 7-4, I think it is, for more than 3 goals in the match. I'm not saying it's a bet in a million, but it will do until one comes along.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.